Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. My review today is about the movie Headcount from 2016. And this was an indie film that didn't get a lot of attention by the critics. It got a lot of attention from me because I saw it back then. I just loved it. It came out 2 years after Tusk and could never be as good as Tusk. But it is a good horror movie. And we see some pretty gnarly stuff going on. People getting lost in the desert. Two brothers go out there and they, you know, want to hang out, and they hook up with some ladies, and they find out a friend of theirs has rented a house in Joshua Tree, where people go out there to fry on acid and take all kinds of peyote and drugs like that, especially young people, because they're trying to figure out their spirituality. Too bad they don't just look to Buddhism, because there it is. But seriously, we're not really taught a whole lot about hallucinogenics, but some people say that they have positive effects, or they can have positive effects. But anyway, in this film, you see that. Back to my little essay here. As usual, I fail to identify with the blind allegiance to siblings in film. The addict is more grown up in this one, if you ask me. The preppy brother is a shitehead, but that's just my hippie perspective. Watching this film makes me want to grab my friends and go to Joshua Tree to do mushrooms. That's what these dudes end up doing, and as they say, shit goes down. Not all who wander are lost. Both brothers suck at acting, but hey, hang in there because it is worth it. Alright. Lovely little update here. Makes it unable to scroll. But now I'm ready. So hang in there, it's worth it. You have a rental at Joshua Tree, the mystic place of retreat, peyote, and LSD. Those parts are beautifully filmed. Of course, I live in Apple Valley, which is one of the only places in the world where they grow. In fact, they are endangered and protected, but I digress. They're ugly trees, my ex-wife would have said. The prep is there for his bro. Yeah, right. The hippie is there for his own spine and getting blazed. Chicks show up as you would imagine. Drugs start coming out and everybody gets stoned and fried. Again, shit acting, but hang in there. At the climax, we see something so cool that I refuse to spoil. In fact, it's done so well in a signifier way so people can find their own meaning to it, and those are the best. Those signifying symbols are the best in horror movies because they allow the viewer to come up with their own scary ideas, which are often worse than the writer, producer, or director or actor. It is so scary to me, though, because I've been in charge of people a lot in my life. To just have one pop up and then disappear willy-nilly would scare the fuck out of me. There isn't anything else redeeming about it. I gave it a hugely high score because of the climax idea, and the writing is so good after a certain point. It was as if the director said, don't worry about dialogue or acting till the thing starts to happen. Because when it does, everybody spins on it, and there's like this almost religious good acting that starts to happen. And nobody's acting. They're really doing it, and they've sucked you in at that point. But they talk different than the beginning. See what you think. When the shit acting improves and the film becomes one of my favorites, I have to admit. What did you think of Headcount? And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.